From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we will play Indonesian songs. Well, listener, I will begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesia has so far administered vaccination against COVID-19 to 490,000 medical workers, in line with the target of inoculating 1.5 million health professionals by late February of 2021. This was stated by Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin during a virtual seminar on Saturday. As reported by Antara, he hoped in early March the government could already roll out the vaccine for public service inoculation, referring to the next batch of the vaccination program for public service workers, such as military personnel and police. Following the initial schedule by April 2021, a mass vaccination drive would be conducted with the target of covering around 70% of the population, or as many as 181.5 million of the 270.2 million people, according to the 2020 census, to achieve herd immunity. The acting chief of West Java Disaster Mitigation Agency BPBD, Tani Ramdan, said the mapping of potential disaster-prone areas has been formed until village level, hoping that the public will have an understanding of disaster conditions in their regions. Hello Feud, the people's understanding and awareness to remain vigilant is crucial. Following the disaster mapping, he asked for regional governments to form disaster mitigation plans in each level from district, sub-district until village level. Villages, for example, can form evacuation routes and or evacuation stations whenever disasters occur. A 5.3 magnitude earthquake struck Bengkulu province on Saturday evening, forcing some residents outdoors. The quake, which struck at 5:22 p.m. local time, was felt across Bengkulu City and Bengkulu District and several parts of the neighboring provinces of South Sumatra and Lampung. There was no immediate report of casualties or material damage. As reported by Antara, chief of Kepahyang Geophysics Stations Litman said, the tremor was a shallow quake caused by subduction activity of the Indo-Australian plate. The epicenter of the quake was located in the sea, 37 kilometers southwest of Seluma, Bengkulu, at the depth of 51 kilometers. However, no tsunami warning was issued. Indonesian Ambassador to Colombia, Antigua and Barbuda, St. Christopher and Nevis, Priyo Iswanto, wants Colombia to join the Council of Palm Oil Producing Countries, or CPOPC, to help counter negative campaigns against palm oil. He said on the sidelines of the scientific orientation on his being awarded a doctorate honoris causa degree by the Muhammadiyah University in Malang on Saturday. Despite an agreement between Asian and the European Union on the issue of palm oil link to sustainable development goals, palm oil producing countries still need to step up positive campaign to counter black campaign. He further spoke on the strategy for improving the reputation of palm oil, particularly from the perspective of SDGs. Let's move on to the international news. At least 5 people were killed and scores wounded when a car bomb detonated in the northern Syrian town of Afrin on Saturday. The ministry said in a statement the bomb attack took place in an industrial site at the center of the town and wounded 22 people. blaming the attack of the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia. The local civil defense said the death toll due to the bomb stood at 6, including children. Clinical trial data on 2 COVID-19 vaccines shows that a coronavirus variant first identified in South Africa is lessening their ability to protect against the illness, underscoring the need to vaccinate vast numbers of people as quickly as possible. The vaccine from Novavax Corporation and Johnson & Johnson were welcomed as important future weapons in curbing death and hospitalization in a pandemic that has infected more than 101 million people and claimed over 2 million lives worldwide. But they were significantly less effective at preventing COVID-19 in trial participants in South Africa, where the potent new variant is widespread, compared with countries in which this mutation is still rare, according to preliminary data released by the companies. Iran's foreign minister on Saturday rejected any new negotiations or changes to the participants of Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers, after French President Emmanuel Macron said any new talks should include Saudi Arabia. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Said Khatibzadeh was quoted by state media said that the nuclear accord is a multilateral international agreement ratified by UN Security Council Resolution 2020-31, which is non-negotiable, and parties to it are clear and unchangeable. That was the news. President Joko Widodo on Wednesday, January 27, 2021, inaugurated and took the oath of the Office of Police Commissioner General Listio Sigit Prabowo as Chief of the Indonesian National Police Kapolri. The inauguration ceremony took place at the State Palace, Jakarta, by applying the COVID-19 health protocols.
Demi Tuhan Yang Maha Esa.
Demi Tuhan Yang Maha Esa.
Saya menyatakan dan berjanji dengan sungguh-sungguh.
Saya menyatakan berjanji dengan sungguh-sungguh.
By God Almighty, I sincerely declare and promise that I will be loyal to the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia, which is based on Pancasila and the 1945 Constitution of the Republic of Indonesia, and will carry out all laws and regulations in a straightforward manner for the sake of my devotion to the nation and country. Listio Sigit Prabowo was born in Ambon, May 5, 1969. He graduated from the Police Academy in 1991. Before being appointed as Chief of Police, he served as head of the National Police Criminal Investigation Agency since December 6, 2019. On this occasion, Listio Sigit Prabowo also received a promotion one level higher to become General Police. Furthermore, he will immediately serve as Chief of Police to replace the previous Chief of Police, General Police Idham Aziz, who is retiring. Delivering a statement after the inauguration ceremony, the 25th National Police Chief expressed his commitment to answer the public expectation of the National Police and carried out transmission within the National Police in various fields for a better future. According to him, the public expectation is the National Police should be firm but humanist, able to provide good public services in a transparent manner. The inauguration ceremony ended with congratulations by President Joko Widodo and Vice President Maruf Amin, followed by limited invited guests. Today in history will begin on January 31, 1926, when Nahdlatul Ulama is founded. Nahdlatul Ulama is one of the major Islamic organizations in Indonesia. It was founded on January 31, 1926 and is engaged in religious, educational, social and economic sectors. Nahdlatul Ulama was formed with the awareness of educated people to fight for the dignity of the nation through education and organization. After coordinating with various Kyai or Islamic leaders, finally an agreement emerged from the pesantren or Islamic boarding schools to form an organization called Nahdlatul Ulama, which means Awakening of Ulama or Islamic Scholars, in the city of Surabaya, East Java. Kyai Haji Hashim Asy'ari was the organization's first general chairman. Let's move on to January 31st, 1958, when the launch of Explorer 1 occurred. Explorer 1 is the first satellite made by the United States. It was launched into space on January 31st, 1958 at the Cape Canaveral Missiles Annex, Florida. The launch of the satellite was considered a very important moment because at that time the United States and the Soviet Union were competing with each other in space technology. The Soviet Union successfully launched its first artificial satellite named Sputnik 1 on October 4, 1957. The Explorer 1 satellite functioned normally for 4 months by sending data to Earth until all batteries ran out and stopped communicating on May 23, 1958. The satellite remained at altitude for as long as more than 10 years before finally entering the Earth's atmosphere on March 31, 1970. I'll end with January 31, 1961, where a chimpanzee named Ham launched into space. Ham is a chimpanzee from Cameroon and has become a popular chimp in zoos in Florida, United States, until finally recruited by the United States Air Force for space experiments. At that time, he was only 3 years old. Ham was launched into space on January 31, 1961, using the Project Mercury MR-2 space capsule, a special space probe for transporting primates. Ham is the first animal to survive in space. The experiment became the initial momentum for human exploration to outer space. That was today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng chue pei tai kou zhou, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. 我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For home, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
In the segment of listeners' mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listener, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read a letter sent by Kenji Takahashi in Japan. He was listening to our broadcast in Japanese program. Hello, Mr. Kenji Takahashi. Thank you very much for your email on our broadcast. Your email has been forwarded to Japanese section. Please be patient to wait for it. Thank you. Well, Mr. Kenji Takahashi, please keep monitoring and sending your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you very much. And for you, we will play a very beautiful song. Here is the song.
Manja. You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The new General Chairperson of the Indonesian Athletic Association for the 2021-2025 period, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, will face his work agenda in the management of the athletic organization to complete preparation for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. In a virtual press conference held after being elected at the 2021 Congress in Jakarta, Luhut responded with a cool head related to obstacles faced by sprinter Lalu Muhammad Zohri. Although so far Zohri is the only representative of Indonesia in athletics, he is optimistic that Zohri can fight to the fullest. Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, who is also Indonesian coordinating minister for maritime affairs and investment, said that in condition to focusing on the preparation for the Olympics, he will maintain the quality of the Indonesian Athletics Association in order to continue to produce outstanding athletes, as has been done in the era of Bob Hasan's leadership. With a decade of experience leading the executive board of the Indonesian Karate Do Sports Federation, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan is confident that he can lead the Indonesian Athletic Association properly and according to his mandate. Regarding the preparation for the Olympics, General Secretary of the Association Tigor Tanjung emphasized that the Indonesian national team remains focused on efforts to prepare Lalu Muhammad Zohri, even though the grand sport event in Tokyo is still awaiting confirmation from the International Olympic Committee. Zohri's certainty as a single athlete in athletics is getting stronger, considering that no other national athletes candidate will be able to enter the Olympics due to limited championship that have been affected by the pandemic. Until now, only Lalu Muhammad Zohri has passed the qualification. Actually, the Indonesian Athletic Association wanted to add one more person, but in reality it was difficult because many championships were cancelled due to the pandemic. That was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequencies of 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Now we will reply an email from our listener Ratan Kumar Paul in India. In his email, Mr. Ratan enclosed audio of English program which he monitored on January 24, 2021 with SINPO 44444. Hello, Mr. Ratan Kumar Paul. How are you today? Hopefully you are doing great and hopefully you are listening to English program now. Thank you very much for your audio's attachment. I think it was so clear. Please keep listening to our broadcast. As an appreciation, of course, we will give you a very beautiful song.
Coba tuh berbicara tentang isyarat cinta. Ku mengerti ini sulit untukmu dan ku tahu aku bahkan takkan pernah bisa untuk katakan cinta. Sadarkah bila aku
Kau takkan rasa wayang kau rasa.
RRI was Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Bukit Serelo is also known by other names such as Bukit Telunjuk or Bukit Tunjuk. Bukit means hill, while Telunjuk means index finger. But some people call it Gunung Jempol, which means Mount Tom. It is located in Warai Village, Merapi Selatan District, Lahat Regency, South Sumatra Province, at an altitude of 900 meters above sea level, and is 276 kilometers from Palembang, the capital of South Sumatra Province. Bukit Serelo is one of the landmarks and pride of the Lahat people. Local people call this tourist spot as Bukit Jempol or Tom Hill because the shape of the peak is unique, like a tom pointing to the sky. They believe that the hill stands as a reminder for humans that everything in this world is God's creation. Therefore, they must remain humble. Which is part of Bukit Barisan Mountains on Sumatra Island, is surrounded by Lematang River, which makes the scenery around it even more charming. The lower part of the hill is often used as a camping ground or recreation area. But to enjoy the beautiful panorama from the top of the hill requires some efforts, because the climbing distance is quite far, slippery, and steep. The climbing angle can reach 75 degrees, so it takes about 2 hours to get to the hill. At the bottom of the peak cliff, there is also a collection of rocks. In an area of 210 hectares, you can see exotic flora and fauna. What tourists really look forward to on this hill is the moment the sun appears or sunrise. The warm glint of sunshine in the morning with its golden ray and the green background of the trees makes the scenery so amazing. When night falls from the top of Serelo Hill, you can see the sparkling lights of the residents' houses like a clusters of stars scattered on the earth. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. After that one wonderful song, now we are going to move on to one of our listeners. We have Kalap Abbas in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Kalap Abbas. Thank you for always following the news about Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia. Our editorial crew always provides updated news that occurs in Indonesia. If you miss the news, you can visit our website www.voinews.id. As for you, of course, especially for you, I'm going to give you this one wonderful song.
Pagi ke pagi ku terjebak di dalam ambisi, seperti orang-orang berdasi yang gila materi. Rasa bosan membukakan jalan mencari terang, keluarlah dari zona nyaman. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah berlalu. saja bersama hati. Kita ini insan, bukan seekor sapi. Sepilu yang dulu biarlah membiru, berkarya bersama hati. Perlahan ku rakit egoku, merangkul orang-orang yang mulai sejiwa denganku. Kebeeman membukakan jalan mencari teman. Bergeraklah dari zona nyaman. Seekor sapi sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru, berkarya bersama hati.
Here is Miss Alani that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Insomnia is a sleeping disorder that can interfere with one's fitness and health. Three students of the University of Muhammadiyah Malang, East Java, or UMM, namely Maulana Rafsanjani Miftah, Nabila Mufti Karis, and Chandra Ayu Kumalasari, found an easy solution for insomnia, namely by consuming kiwi fruit. From the research conducted by the students of the Faculty of Medicine, it shows that consuming two kiwi fruit before going to bed resulted in a significant increase in the amount of time a person slept. Maulana Rafsanjani, one of the team members, said this effect was related to the high levels of antioxidants, flavonoids, carotenoids, and anthocyanins found in kiwi fruit. Oxidative stress is a major cause of sleep disturbances in insomnia sufferers. According to him, some of the substances found in kiwi fruit are thought to reduce stress. The This research was completed in October last year and is just waiting for the journal acceptance process from the Health Science Journal of Indonesia. The team hopes that the result of the study can educate the public about the benefits of kiwi fruit for treating insomnia. The idea of this research itself originated from several articles about the benefits of kiwi that can help people who experience insomnia. Out of curiosity, Maulana invited two of his friends to do research, and this idea was included in the Student Research Creativity Program and passed through the funding stage of the Minister of Education and Culture's Directorate General of Higher Education.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Maka jangan sia-siakan semua
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today we will present to you a song by Giselle. Giselle began to be known in the music scene after she was one of the finalists in a talent show on one of the national television broadcasts in 2008. After that, she sang professionally and released many hits. On March 21, 2019, she released a single hit which was previously popularized by Indonesian diva Krisdayanti. The song, Yang Ku Mau, was created by singer and songwriter Melly Guslo. Giselle's versions of Yang Ku Mau was rearranged by Indonesian songwriter and music director Anto Hood. Anto Hood arranged the music according to Giselle's vocal character. The majestic acoustic arrangement in this single gives a new touch to the previous version of the song. However, the new version of Giselle can still remind us of the song Yang Ku Mau in 2000. Here is Giselle with Yang Ku Mau.
Seringnya ku berpikir sampai penat. Tak jua ku temukan jalan keluarnya. Jika memang bukan ini sudah tamatkanlah, karena ku jangan memaksakan ini jika memang bukannya ini, karena sesuatu yang peka buat kita jadi masalah. Yang ku mau ada dirimu tapi tak begini keadaannya. Yang ku mau lalu denganmu. Jika Tuhan mau begini, rubah semua jadi yang ku mau, karena ku ingin semua berjalan seperti yang ku mau. Jika memang
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 bibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
gadis cantik yang lewat di depanku. Rambut panjang dengan mata biru, senyum sejuk membuatku terpaku. Saat ku sapa dia tersipu malu. Oh, ku ingin mengejarnya. Oh, penasaran jadinya. Oh, tatapannya buatku tergoda, buatku jatuh cinta. Gadis cantik yang lewat di depanku, rambut panjang dengan mata biru, senyum sejuk membuatku terpaku. Saat ku sapa dia tersipu malu.
For me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions and 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.